What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There hasn't been a James Bond movie since 2021, so has 007 fallen into disuse from a legal point of view? A Dubai property developer is attempting to prove that's true, and they should get access to all sorts of things Bondy. To explain what's going on, we're joined by the solicitor Shane Smith from F.R. Kelly, which specialises in intellectual property. Afternoon, Shane.
Good afternoon.
If you could move in a bit, Shane. Yeah, we need you to talk into that microphone there. what is this group trying to do?
Well, what is happening is that the various James Bond trademarks, including James Bond itself, the registrations have been taken out for across the European Union for a very large range of products and services. And there is a use it or lose it policy in relation to trademark registrations. Once they're over 5 years old, somebody can challenge the trademark registration claiming that it isn't being used in relation to. So, for example, some of the products that James Bond is registered for would be goods ranging from cosmetics to fire extinguishers to cash registers to clothing across a very, very broad range of products. So what inevitably happens if somebody wants to adopt a similar mark, usually a similar mark, they will apply to cancel the registration for those activities in which it hasn't been used.
I see. So are we talking about around Europe, there are a lot of people, maybe dozens of people who own the James Bond trademark, but to manufacture firing extinguishers whatever.
Well, I don't know whether the James Bond trademark is licensed for fire extinguishers. I expect not.
Yes. But there's a James Bond walking stick, which seems very un-James Bond to me.
There is a broad range of products, but they do have to be used either directly or under license. And of course, there's a huge license network of goods and services for the James Bond and related trademarks. So some of those will go astray.
Okay, so for this case to succeed, will they have to, is it a number of cases they have to go after the trademark on each specific product and say that hasn't been used in 5 years?
No, absolutely not. There are a number of trademark, when you register a trademark, you do so for a large range of products and services under one registration. And it can be challenged centrally in one forum, and the trademark will be cancelled for those particular products and services that it's not used, and will remain for the rest.
Okay, and where are they taking this case? So I assume we would have application around Europe with it or the world.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I think it's a lot to do with publicity. The person who's taking this action is Dubai based. And realistically, I mean, he's in the hotel business, but realistically, he's not going to be able to open up a hotel under the James Bond name, irrespective of how these proceedings pan out.
Ah.
Because the James Bond is such a reputed trademark, and reputed trademarks have much stronger protection than registration. So I think a lot of it is publicity and optics.
I see. So, I mean, so even if you, even if he wins part of this case, there'd still be things he couldn't put James Bond's name to.
There is no way that anywhere in the European Union he could open up a hotel called James Bond, because irrespective of the outcome of these proceedings.
Okay.
Because it's a reputed, it's a well-known trademark.
Yeah. Okay. But even if there had been somebody out there who opened up the 007 hotel, but it closed down 10 years ago, this chap couldn't come along and then say, no, I'm having that now.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, a trademark does, the trademark where it's well-known, the protection extends irrespective of trademark registration.
So apart from the publicity value, could they be partially successful, at least in that perhaps they could produce a James Bond perfume or walking stick?
No, I would say that he's going to be partially successful, but it'd be a Pyrrhic victory, because if I came out with a James Bond cat food product, people will still associate it with the film, with the character, and would presume that it's under license, even though it's such a diverse product from what you would expect for James Bond.
Okay, so he couldn't do that.
He couldn't do that, the European Union.
Okay, and so this, there's no, in no way, shape, or form will this affect the film franchise?
Absolutely not. The film franchise would be protected by the trademarks and also by copyright and other forms of intellectual property.
So the people who might own these copyrights for these sundry products, should they even if you were advising them, would you say don't even bother defending it because they couldn't do it anyway?
It's much easier to rely on a trademark registration, because otherwise you're relying on reputation and goodwill.
Mm.
It's like walking in and saying, I own the brand. Here's a piece of paper saying, I own the brand. It's registered. That's a much easier form of legal action to take than to rely on reputation.
Shane, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Shane Smith there, solicitor with F.R. Kelly, who specialise in intellectual property.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.